Hi, I am Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Cobourg marked the start of Pride Month Monday with a flag-raising ceremony. However, events began over the weekend in Cobourg, Trent Hills, and Port Hope. For 10 years, Ashley Bowman has organized festivities and watched events in Northumberland County grow. For her, this month is about recognition.
I've actually seen an enormous amount of progress in my time in Northumberland County. Like, it did start in Cobourg, but it's branched off since then. And I would say really kind of started getting momentum just before COVID, unfortunately, in 2019. But despite that, I would say that Pride events popping up throughout Northumberland has been a great achievement, and I'm very happy to see that.
What does Pride Month mean to you?
To me, it means showing that queer people in Canada still exist. Unfortunately, this type of existence is still highly politicized, and that is the biggest issue, that like queer people, rainbows, etc., especially during June, can't exist without backlash, without questioning, without, you know, when straight pride, like all those questions, which still shows to me why pride is still so important in 2026, even though it should just kind of be a part of regular life.
Piggybacking on, where do you think the shortfall is in education, awareness? Why is such a backlash? What do you think that the cause of that is?
I think it's unfortunately a lot of ignorance, and people maybe, it depends what's put out there from some like political parties, from some, you know, people of authority in Canada are still spreading misinformation of the queer community even today. Like, there is still such a high prevalence of suicide. There's a high prevalence of substance abuse issues within the queer community, just things like that. And one thing that Pride does is just create an atmosphere where people can be and people can enjoy themselves and people can express themselves.
Now, in your speech, you referenced comments. Some communities are having to turn off their comments due to the negativity of those comments. That's kind of sad in today's day and age that people are being treated that way. How do you internalize that, and how do you combat that?
It makes me sad to see. I understand why these organizations do it, because I know it's because they're going to receive a lot of negative comments, and whether those are from organic people or bots, because that's another big thing, is actually, I should have mentioned that in the other question, it's a lot of misinformation spread by bot farms and troll farms online. So sometimes you don't even know if those comments are coming from an actual person or a program that was, you know, programmed to be like that. And it's sad to me where people can't write happy comments. You know, we're losing the happy comments as well, not just the negative ones. Taking the opportunity to comment also just takes away the happy comments as well.
Now, before the interview, you and I were kind of chit-chatting about, kind of went to the same high school, and during our time in high school, it's changed so much in terms of pride activities and acceptance. How have you seen that over the last 10, maybe 15 years?
Honestly, it's so much different. You know, even though when I was younger and I hadn't really come into my bisexuality back then, I was never opposed to queer people, but you did see that there was not a lot of support or not a lot of kindness to those people that did come out in high school in the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was a very difficult thing to do, especially in a rural southern Ontario town, small town like Cobourg and Northumberland County in general.
Now, during this month, you see more safe spaces for people. They may want to celebrate or come out into their own sexuality.
Oh, for sure. That's another good thing about Pride, is you can be who you want to be. You can tell who you want to tell. You don't ever have to tell people about your sexuality if you don't want to or if you don't feel safe, but knowing that there's people in your community that do support you, I think, is the biggest thing of all.
Anything else you can add, Ashley?
Nope. Just everyone have a happy Pride, and be sure to come out to Cobourg Pride on June 20th, because it's going to be a fun party.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.